Mashin Shlach, Statuch at Meislam Raglim. They went to spy out on Eretz Yisrael, to see Eretz Yisrael. They came back, and they first said, Meshvach, that the land flowed with milk and honey. The nation is powerful, they have big buildings, they are very strong. The giants living there. However, and also Eretz Oichel Sheshveha, the land, it eats up its people. So they said goodnight, the circle started to end up saying Lashnara on Eretz Yisrael. And if because of this, the Pasuk says, since every day they went, therefore they got punishment of 40 years being in the Midbar, everyone of the Dor Midbar had to die out. And for Ladovis, this day was Zman Bechir Ladovis, since you cried Bechinom that night, therefore Zman Bechir Ladovis of Tisha B'Av. So, first, what did they do wrong? What was their Isser? Rashi starts off, the parasha is saying, they were shom malolo, these people they were shom, they saw the Maisa Miriam, that she spoke Lashnara on Moshe Benu, and Loy Lachu Musar, they did not take Musar. They should have seen that Miriam spoke Lashnara, and she got punished. Who did in the Meraglim? They spoke Lashnara, and therefore they didn't take Musar, they were Rishayim. The Gemara Erechin that Tezvav says, what was the Lashnara? They said Moshe Shemra on Eitzim Avonim. They said Lashnara, Moshe Shemra on wood and stone. So the Avishai is where's the makor for the Isser of Lashnara? The makor is a pasuk in Gedoshim that says Loi Selech Rachel Bamecha. A person should not be a talebearer Bamecha. Bamecha means among people. Bamecha the Chavetz Chaim says Ba'amish Itcho B'Torah Mitzvahs. Since when saying Lashnara on Eitzim Avonim is an Isser of Amecha? Since when is Eitzim Avonim Nichlo Amecha? Again, the pasuk says you should not be talebearer Bamecha. You should not say Lashnara Bamecha on your nation. Eitzim Avonim. Alchur, not Amecha. What's the issue of Lashnara on a piece of wood or stone? You can't say Lashnara on a gender. What's the issue? So, another Shiloh. I don't say Lashnara on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the Lashnara on Hashem? Same thing. The Pasuk says, Loi Selech Rachel Ba'Amecha. And Amecha is Amish Idcho B'Torah Mitzvahs. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Amish Idcho. He's not a nation with you with Torah Mitzvahs. Is there any issue of saying Lashnara on Hashem? So the Chavetz Chaim, right away, when he starts off the Sefer, he says, where's the first place of Lashnara? The Nachosh. The Nachash told Chava, Lashnara on Hashem. Why? Like he said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu ate from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore created the world. And the Chavetz Chaim makes down what the Midrashim say clearly, the Midrash writes clearly that what was his problem with the Nachash? He said, Lashnara on Hashem. And because of that, maybe Misal Olam could say Lashnara. Void, the Tan of Eliyahu brings down that Yeshua also, he said Lashnara on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then he got punished because of it. Or also in Pirkei Avlazer, it brings down that the Gemara says in last week's parasha, what is sold wrong? They said Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, what koyach does Hashem have to mepharish us in the midbar? The Klai saw last week and they complained. What was the issue they complained? It says Rav Gemara, the issue was Lashon Hashem saying Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be mepharish us in the midbar. So saying Lashon Hashem is also. If so, you can explain the pshat of the Meraglim. They said what Lashon Eitzim Avonim. Eitzim Avonim is known as Lashon. They're now Amecha. However, if you say there's something wrong with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria, there's something wrong with what He created, so who are you saying Be'etzim Lashnara on? You're saying Lashnara Hashem? You're saying this land is the Eretz Eichel Sheshvera. This land is terrible land. It was created wrong. That this land eats up its people. The people are dying constantly because of it. It has something wrong with the land. That's Lashnara Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can ask, first, a right to this, Chavetz Chaim, and Siv Zayin says, can you say Lashonara on someone's chayfet? Someone, let's say, has a watch. Can you make fun of it, say it's an ugly watch or not? So he says, so who you say you can? He says, da, the G'shem she also loitzi diba al chaveroi, just like it's also, say Lashonara ni chaver, kain al chafotzib also, loitzi diba. Also on his chayfet is also to say Lashonara. His mekor is, he writes, ben elot mi mitz seif yireim. His mekor is in the reim. If you look up in the reim, which the Oitzah Chaim brings down, where's his mekor? The Chavetz Chaim says you cannot say Lashon Hara on someone's chayfetz. Why? Because just like the Meraglim said Lashon Hara on Eitzim Avonim. Not Pshat is a special Milo in Eretz Yisrael. That someone learned the Milo in Eretz Yisrael that Eitzim Avonim, therefore they got punished. We see the Chavetz Chaim is taking the Pshat of the Meraglim, that just like the Meraglim said Lashon Hara on Eitzim Avonim, the Chuvah of Lashon Hara is the Baal Eitzim Avonim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who did? When you say Lashon Hara on someone's chayfetz, who is the Lashon Hara upon? The Baal HaChayfetz, on the person. He has a watch, he has an ugly watch, it hurts him. You make fun of my face, you make fun of I have an ugly car, an ugly chayfetz. That's a gnai to me. true that there's a Ben Yadav who does write in the end of Ksubis. They said about a person who should not be shame appear, be very careful to say gnus afilu ba ama echel b'Eretz Yisrael. He writes, you should not say gnus whether about the tzad ha'avir, whether the ear and Eretz Yisrael, whether it's too hot or too cold, mitzad ha'peiris, mitzad ha'binyan, to make fun of Eretz Yisrael. He said, Vadi, you shouldn't do that. Melchul, when he only means to say there's an iser, this that Ben Yoyodo, on the end of Ksubis, is saying this, Melchul, this only means that it's a Musa Haskel, that Be'etzim, we should not make fun of Eretz Yisrael, because Lamaise has a mila to it, but Stam, but Lav Dafka, the Issam Ragam is a Dafka did an Eretz Yisrael. They bring down the Sefer Aleph Erev, brings down the Mice from the Bikur Shmuel, that he sent the Talmidim to Eretz Yisrael, and they came back, they started saying that Eretz Yisrael was too hot. They stopped him. Didn't want to hear why. The story says, because Lamaise is saying goodnight by Eretz Yisrael. True that you should not say goodnight by Eretz Yisrael, but the Miraculous Issam was not Yuchut Eretz Yisrael. The Miraculous Issam, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, you should not say goodnight by any Chayfetz. Lav Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Any Chayfetz is a goodnight by the Chayfetz. Therefore, it's also to say Lashnor on Chayfetz itself. It depends if you're saying something's wrong with it. It depends how you say it. You say the last thing depends on also. You say it's created wrong. You say it's fun of the Bria. That's the chesaron here. Well, yeah. Eretz Echel is a shell. It's saying goodnight in the Bria. You say just the Metzias. No, I went there. I saw it was hot that day. Well, that's not saying goodnight. There are times things are hot, things are cold. Depends how you say it. But to say goodnight, but Etzim Lachol Loshon Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying something wrong in the Bria, in the Yetzirah. I can ask me. I can tell me because Baruch Hu Meisel is still not Nichol Lachol Baruch Hu Bamecho. Meisel not Amshit Chuv Torah Mitzvus. So Lachol can say three choices. Either can say it's a Kol Shkem Madaf. He can't say Loshon Hara on a person. Certainly can't say Loshon Hara on Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which makes a lot of sense. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech Machan Lachol. He can't say a person. Certainly Hashem he can't. Or you can say that the Ksav HaKabbalah writes in the Pasuk, or Maklo Re'eu Basaser, what does that mean? He says the Pshat in the Pasuk means the Sisso Shel Olam, or someone who makes fun of something of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that Pasuk, or Maklo Re'eu Basaser, is going specifically on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a special Isser not to mevaz something that's Hashem's. Or we can say, Maisa, the Chui might not be Nichol in Amecho. However, Rashi and Shabbos, Naflamad Aleph says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nichol in Re'echo. He's Nichol being your friend. He brings a Pasuk for it. So Maisa, every time you speak Lashon Hara, even Issa, you have to Re'echo Kamecho. Besides Issa, Lashon Hara, Kamecho, Bamecho. So therefore, if you speak Lashon Hara about Kadosh Baruch Hu, you also even Issa, you have to Re'echo Kamecho. So what it is, you can't say Lashon Hara about Hashem. And who? That's the Miraculous Zid. They say Lashon Hara about the Chayfus of Hashem, which is Lashon Hara about Hashem himself. So again, so Lashon Hara Hashem, one is also. Lashon Hara about Edoimim or Tzemeach, that's Eitzim of Onim, one's Edoimim and one's Tzemeach. Those two things are also when you say goodnight about it, which is Lashon Hara about Hashem. What about the Edoimim and Tzemeach, what about a Chai, what about a Behemo? L'chol, you can say the same thing. Just to write to it, is the Gemara Ksubis and after Zayin. The Gemara says, when you, a Kala, what are you supposed to do and tell her? So Beis Hillel says, you tell a Kala, Kala Nov Chasudo. She's beautiful. The Shammai says, Kala Kamoishihi. You say the truth. Kala Kamoishi. So what does that mean? Does it mean she's ugly? Go tell the husband she's ugly? So grab the Shita, brings down one Shita. Go tell the husband she's ugly. Very strange. Tosi says straight out, no, it means keep quiet. She's ugly. Don't say anything. Keep quiet. Says Mashal, why keep quiet? Why? He says, because it's also to say, Gnus Afil Behema Tmeo. Person cannot say Gnus about a Behema Tmeo. Don't say As Lashnoi, or don't say As Nostavoam, don't say As Bafla Kmecho. It says also for a person Gnus about Behema Tmeo. Well, it's a Gemara Babaso. What is the Isser? So the Mashal and Tainus and the Chof and Bey says the Isser of saying Gnus about Behemet Tmeya. He says, he writes clearly, the Chson the Yetzirah. He's saying Gnus about who? About the Bari Eilam. He's saying to the Chson, this Kalash, you're missing an arm, missing a leg. That's Gemara's case, saying there's something wrong with him. It sees the way how she looks. That's a Gnai by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you can't say Gnus about Behemet Tmeya. You're saying a Gnai again about the Bala Chayfetz, the Bala Behemet, which is Hashem. Here also, you cannot say Lashon Hara again, besides Eitzam Vonim, who did Behemah? When, the way, how he looks. Again, that's a Gnai about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Shita,
the you have no stam. How can you go tell a person that your wife is ugly? You have to even know why the Mashal left out of the Yisroel. It comes down to also Behemah, also Gnus Behemah Tmeh. The Gemara doesn't say the word also even, and that's how the Mashal brings it down.
Asher.
Moshnara, or Bafalik Moichel? Bafalik Moichel.
Hashem,
or Adam, Rihanna, Behemet, Tmeya. It's a Gnai to Hashem. It's about saying Gnai about Hashem. Yeah. Just like we say, you make fun of guys chayfis, but not in Beit Omer chayfis, Beit Omer the person, the Bala chayfis. Lashna on the Prius, because Lashna about the Bala chayfis, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what about a chay? What about a person, an Adam, next level? So, an Adam is a guy and there's Yisrael. Elasi Lashna on a guy. So, first, that's what a person should do. They should go through every lav and every assay and every oil in the Chavetz Chaim, the 70 lav important assays and 3 ruim. If it's nichel in a goy, if there's an issa in a goy, for example, we have to lechel kamoicho, is a goy nichel in reecho? So there's a sugya about Wakam and Afla Meches, the Toysfus over there, Toysfus Ben Apet, says a goy is nichel in reecho, and if the Shor Mitzurim Balocho, Paskins, there's a chiv after lechel kamoicho in a goy, and Sefer Bris Paskins after lechel kamoicho in a goy. Who pointed that? Because it's the right to say lechel in a goy. Alocho, partially we argue, the Kamar writes against it, Chaim Kinevsky quotes the Sefer Bris and argues with him. But L'chul Halacha is not that way. But if you go through every lav, every essay, let's say L'chul Halacha Torah Tmima holds Goyim B'zman Zeh Nichlon Amecho, Chuz Isterai, so like this Nochicho B'Vavecho, the Ba'af Enel holds Goyim B'zman Zeh Nichlon Nochicho. Go through every lav, every essay, there's L'chul Halacha is one Paisik that holds every single one is Nichol by a Goy, everyone except one, the Kiddashtoi. A Goy is never a Kohen. Besides for that, I can follow you every single lav in the essay, Shloik Halacha, that there is at least one Paisik that holds Isterai, so. Let's go after, besides the lav and aseis in the room. What about, is there an Issa d'Rabbanan? Why should there be an Issa d'Rabbanan? So, how the Oilam says over, very simple, that L'chura, if when you speak Lashon about a goy, and there are a lav going around, you get used to it, and you will be miraculously Lashon, make it regilis to speak about Yisrael. Maybe there's an Gzeira d'Rabbanan to say Lashon on a goy. So is there a Gzeira d'Rabbanan on a goy or not? So the Medrash. Sorry? Why? Because you get much more used to speaking about people and everyone understands. First, it depends. There are different things about a guy. The way how he looks, the way how he acts. The way how he acts is assuming about him, not about Hashem Baruch Hu. And the action he chooses to do, he chooses to be a mushkis, that's not about him. That's not about the Bala Chayfis. That's his actions, the pashtus. We'll get back. First, the Medrash in Kitzeitze. In Dvarim Rabbah and Parshavov, he writes very clearly, it says, Teshuv Achicha Tidaber Ben Mecha Titen Doifi. He quotes a passage in Tehillim that someone who speaks about his brother will end up speaking about the son of his mother. What does that mean? Omer of Yechanon, someone who's Ravel Hashem Chaladaber Bachicha Hashemaber Ben Umoscho, Seif Ben Umoscho Titen Doifi. Someone who's Miragel is Loshened to speak about his brother, who's not the son of Umoscho, will end up speaking about somebody who's Ben Umoscho. So what does that mean? Who's this person that we're worried that we're making this gedayush not speak about? Says in the Tziv, in Shulter Chavches, in Ois Aleph, it does not mean a goy. Why? The pasuk says a chicho, and a goy is never a chicho. So if it was, it means a ger, making a special gezerah on a ger, they should not speak about a ger, could end up speaking about Yisrael. That's what the Tziv says. However, if you look in the Leitz Kalim on the Medrash, they write clearly, goyim are a chicho. And they're being a pasuk in the Torah. We see the Torah can't call a guy your brother. Don't shepherd a mitzvah guy like yachichu, because he's your brother. So you see, there are times the Torah does call a guy a chichu. Therefore, the nice of Kalim on the Medrash say, first of all, we're talking about a guy. There's a Tanchuma in Bekudei, they write very clearly that also brings down the same pasuk, and the Tanchuma says, Omer Meshua ben Levi. Omer David says, in the Baita, the Ace of Shua Chicha, we speak about Ace of Shua Chicha, so Fechle David ben Umoscho, Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. You speak about Ace of your brother, who is Ace of a Goy, you end up speaking about your brother, Chayesro, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Tanchum is saying clearly, we're not talking about a Ger, we're talking about a Goy. Therefore, the Pirish on the Medrash, every Medrash has different Purushim. The one that everyone has is the Radal. The Radal is the Pirish that every single Medrash has. So it says over there in Kitzeitze, on these words, as Loshon is, Mevor Mikan, She'osim L'Safer Loshon Ra Alakum. We see from over here, that is Issa D'Rabbanan to say Loshon Ra on a Goy. It's Issa D'Rabbanan to say, why? Atzrikilus, if you speak about a Goy, you'll end up speaking about a Yisrael. What about Lalacha? Do you pass in this way? Don't we? What do the Mephoshim say afterwards? So there's a Rosh. He wrote a Sefer Orchis Chaim L'Rosh, and he writes in Ois Pei Gimel, Al Toitzi Dibo V'Loshon Ra Al Shum Berio. Person that cannot say Loshon Hara, Al Shum Berio, any creation. The Rabbeinu Yonah also writes, Al Yitzei Diba Al Shum Odom, you should not be saying Loshon Hara Al Shum Odom. So what's Pshat? So Lama Farshim have a Pirish on this Rosh, 11 different Sfarim. So B'chaim Knievsky brings down this Rosh. What does it mean, Lashna al Shem Bar-Yo? Where's his Makari? He says where? Raglam. Brings down the Gemon Erechim, Daft HaZvot. What the Raglam do? They say, Lashna Itzim Avonim. So you see, you can say Itzim Avonim. That's what Rosh means, al Shem Bar-Yo. Then he goes on, Vaita, and brings down the Tadchumo, that says, you should not speak about Achicha, you end up speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, what does that mean? He brings down the Radal, Mavur, Mikan, they can't say Lashna on a Goy. Brings down the Radal Alacha. They said to say to Isidar Isa that Avatanat, the Torah said, Loi Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, Amish Idcho B'Torah Mitzvahs, and the Goy is not Amish Idcho B'Torah Mitzvahs. So what is it? He says, V'ulay Derabon V'Tzorachian. Tzorachian. Maybe it's Isidar Abon, like the Radal says, also, and that's the word for Rosh, you can't say Lashna Shum Beria, but Tzorachian. Also, there's the parish. I'm sorry? I don't know. It could be. Could be the fact. I don't know. I'm a staffer. Because when I said, especially when the parasha that the Rashi starts off, it's still loaded in Kal V'Chayim for Miriam. What's the Kal V'Chayim for Miriam? Yes, we'll answer. Maybe we can answer the Rosh different, but we'll see first of all what the Pais can say before we get back to another way.
But the Pais is not learning the
Pshan, because it's a Zanashan. Oh, well, step by step. So first, Chaim Knievsky is bringing it down. Ula Rabbi Chesfel Sarno, he also had the Pirish on the Rosh, the same thing. From here we see Kitzel Lashon HaGoy. What do the other Paiskim say? So Chutz and the Tziv, who says it can't be Goy, Avadilas and Lashon HaGoy, and Shilton and Chalches. So Menashe Klein, he also has a Pirish on the Orchis Chaim LaRosh, and he has also Mitzvah LaMelech, and Mitzvah Reish LaMavav, and LaSelech Rochel BaMecha, he writes clearly, Mut to say Lashon HaGoy, he says you're allowed to. But Benjamin Zilber also has a Pirish, and he also has in Chelik Yedal and Chuvis, he also writes, Yelamik, I didn't say Lashon HaPanagoy. Also, the Chuvus and Hokus also has a Pirish on the Rosh. Also, writes, Mirkei Din is no Issei Lashon upon a Goy. What's behind the Medrash? Only the Medrash says you should not do it to an Hokka Toivo. But say like the Dal's Lashon, it's Osir, it's not Osir. You shouldn't do it, it's Benatu. But say it's Osir, it's not Osir. So I went to Yisrael Yashiv, I say Lashon upon a Goy or not. So he told me, you can Zogin Vosim Yot. You can say what you want. So I was thinking, what does that mean? I can say it's Osir, I can say it's Mutter. So I asked him again, can I say Lashon Hara? So he told me, you can. So fine, we have five poskim who lalocha saying clearly that you can. Again, you have the Tziv, Nashe Klein, Vinom Zilber, Rav Sturmbach, and Liashim say clearly you can. Chaim Knievsky says Ulei Diabon Mitzarachin, and you have the Sadal who says also it's not. So Chol, it's most will be the Sadal Diabonim, Roi Vamekel, and who are the Chavetz Chaim? Was he old? So I'm sure everyone learned today the Alocha in Klal Aleph Sif Hey, which that's the Alocha of today. Chavetz Chaim writes or Sif Vav Alocha of today. You see, if you miracle yourself in this midah, that you should not be, if you're not misapel about gnusha Yisrael, and you lose your job, you have to lose your job. But he writes what? Gnusha Yisrael? He says clearly that when he writes the Isra, he's talking about gnusha of Yisrael. Also, Chavetz Chaim and Klaches Sivdal says, he says no. Why? He gamhu bechlal am Hashem. He's nichlal am Hashem. In Klal Ches, if you base, he says, could say Lashon to a guy. He says, no, why? Because Mevazik void Yisrael, and also in Yisapa Ali Yisrael, it's not good. So the Chavetz Chaim's Lashon is around. He doesn't say clearly any place. Chaim Knievsky doesn't bring it down. However, his words are, you can't Yisapa Gnusa Yisrael, because Nichlo Ba'am Yisrael, his words are, could be they was taken out because of the senses, but the words are very pastures. He's saying, you last say Lashon upon a guy. Yeah, if you want, I can show you six different times that goes. That the look at the old prints, they took out the old prints they put in it, and it was taken out. It was, and he writes, if you look at the article in the biography, the biography over there writes clearly when he put it in, they want to put in things, he had to change things. Till they printed, he had to change different things around. So there are things censored the whole time. Even the Mishabu, you find things censored. That's his case where it leads to Mal Apikoros. That's when he writes those words, Apikoros. He doesn't say about a guy, Apikoros, because there's no Mokhil Gzer. How many people will Apikoros him? To make a Gzer Rabbanon. But there's no Mokhil to make a Gzer. And first of all, Goy is Lachor worse. Apikoros is the worst, Lachor. Aleph. No, he's Apikoros. We'll see what Apikoros is also. We'll get to that also. But Oid, Lachor, there's no Gzer. If you're Magdal, speak about Apikoros. How many Apikoros do you know already? But l'chul alacha, midabanan l'chul, it should be mutter, and l'chul, it's mutter. However, let's do... Fine. What about saying l'chul about a guy the way how he looks? But until now, l'chul is saying l'chul about his actions are destructive actions. What about you say l'chul about the way how he looks? L'chul should be the same thing. The way how he looks is saying not just a l'chul about him, it's ignite him. L'chul is a l'chul about the balach hafitz. Just again, a raya l'chul from this is the Gemara in Tainus Samchov says the blazer of Shimon is going on the derech. He saw someone l'chul b'yoyse, saw someone very ugly, and he said, told the person, Amalai, he told him, Reiko, kama l'chul isa ish, how ugly are you? Maybe everyone in the city is just as ugly. So Amaloi, the person answers back, any day, I don't know. El leich for Amalu Uman Shasani, go tell the Uman that made me. Kamuchur Kliza Shasisa, go tell the Uman that made me how bad of a thing you made. Says Mashal, what does that mean? What was the give and take from the Belozer? Belozer of Shimon said, you're ugly. And he says, what do you want from me? Go to the Balach Hafetz, go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're saying a chsoin, and he's saying a gnai about the Yitzirah, about the Bria. And who are you saying gnai about, says Masha? He's saying gnai about the Baal Uman, the one who made me, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you see, even the person, you say the way how he looks, you might think it's you're saying about him. No, you're saying about the Baal Uman, the one who makes him. Therefore, to say, also, Lashonara, the way how... What? First, if he's Yidah guy, the Mashover there says he thought he was a Kushi, he was a black, and because that's why he called him ugly. So if he's black, Pasha is talking to Mashover, at least when he wrote it, he did not know there's any Jews that were black. But he writes clearly that why called him Mukhur because he was a Kushi. That's what he writes.
And he was a
guy who was saying about Hashem? Yeah, Mashover is saying about me. He told him, you're ugly, so go to my peer, the one who created me. If you look in the way an officer of Nassim brings it down, he says that he was a Bnei Avram. I'm not sure if he's Ami Masho or Bnei Avram means people in the world. He calls him Bnei Avram. So the Chor is saying clearly that's Lashon Hara on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If so, with this, maybe we can answer up the Rosh and say it's not a problem. Even the Rosh is clearly, also say Lashon Hara Shum Berya. So what does Shum Berya mean? Say Lashon Hara on Eitzim, Vavonim, and Behemoth, and even Goyim. Any person, say the way how he looks. That you're not allowed to. Why? Because Loshna and the Balach Hafetz Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so the Ben Yom and Zilba explains at the end, he explains this way, Menashe Klein, both of them explain the Pshat and the Rosh the same way, that they said the Rosh about the thing is also totally, in all cases, say it's involved in saying any case, even Ben Nagoy. Why? Because the Maaseh, who's at Loshna and the Balach Hafetz Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rosh says. You can't say Loshna, Shum Beria. Any Beria is also. When? With Gdana Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way of the Ibriya, with the Chesed and the Ibriya, that Luchur is also. And that's in a goy. What about Yisrael? Can you say Lashon Hara upon Yisrael or not? So, Avada you can't. However, what about Achayim Bnei Yisrael? Oh, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, they're not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. Can you say Lashon Hara on someone who's not Shem Torah Mitzvahs? So, there are three different types of people. And all three have different levels. There's a person who went to Yeshiva, he was Shem Torah Mitzvahs, and then he went off the derech. He was a Mumal Lahachas, and he's Mamash Real Afikaris. So much Mumal Lahachas, he knows what's right. Now look at everyone, and he's doing it Lahachas. That's the Chotz Chaim Kal Chesef. You can say whatever you want, Belita Ellis, everything is God free. Everything is Mutter. A person who went to Yeshiva.
No, look.
What?
No, how he
looks. That's not Kosh Baruch Hu, but about him, about his actions, whatever he does, whatever he thinks, they can say Loshnor about. Second time person went to Yeshiva. He's Mumal to everyone, he does Nevea once per Mazed, or not once per Mazed, he does one Nevea constantly per Mazed, let's say. Or he's not as hard to do the mitzvahs. He's very lax about it. A marshal, a person who knows Lashon Hara is wrong. And he knows it constantly, he doesn't amaze it. That person is a mumul to everyone. What's his halacha? The Chofetz Chaim says, then you have Sklolam in Klal Dalad, and Sklolam in Beis. He says that first you have to make sure that what the Averi did, first of all you have to make sure it's emes. You have to see it with your own eyes. Allah has seen it with your own eyes. Second of all, you have to make sure it's a real Averi. Third of all, you can make the Averi worse than what it really is. Fourth of all, you can make it worse than what it is. Fourth of all, he says you can't be mechanef, meaning in front of him you can say you're wonderful and behind his back make fun of him. Those four are very simple. And the fifth one that everyone talks about is you have to have kavodah to elus. When you say lashnor about a person who is went off the derech and just went off the why because to everyone not lahachis, you have to have kavodah to elus. What to elus? Meaning you tell a person he's a bad guy, stay away from him. To be machuk a person from that or to make fun of his actions, stay away from his actions. That's nichlun to elus. Then there's a person who was never shemitah mitzvahs, he was born fry, he's always fry. What does he have? Is he nichol? Does he have pekoris? Or is he multa evel lahachas? So that the different places can bring down the chaznish, different svarim all bring down. The chaznish says people who are one of the son who were never born from, they have a din of tinik shnishba. The chumra, they have a din of tinik shnishba, and the mamash have the same din as Yisrael, and he can't be mekel at all. Yeah, so three different dinim. Well, now pekoris, lahachas, everything's mortar. Yestam tinik shnishba, everything is also. A person who is a multa evel, you need the klal of ta'elas. It's an interesting a case.
Oh, so what's the difference?
Do
you have a
tell us
for a
No, so different types, different types of tell-us. Meaning, tell us for everyone else. Mashing your stomach tells for yourself, meaning you have to make it for the other person. Right? Different level, different amount. Different column. Let's say two people went off the derech, two apikosim, mum lahachas. And then Reuven came back with chayz b'tshuva. So Reuven is chayz b'tshuva. Does he have to chew if Lashon Hara he said upon this apikoros? Two people apikorosim, they both were not amish itcha b'torah mitzvahs, and then Reuven was chayz b'tshuva. Do you have to chew on the person's apikoros? So as mashayu, it's of zobushtin and tuvchi yabiyu, and he said, what's pshat amish itcha b'torah mitzvahs? Is pshat that both of us are not amsha Torah mitzvahs, everything is mutter? Well, no, amsha itcha, he has to be with you with Torah mitzvahs. Is he not with you with Torah mitzvahs? You're both equal. I wasn't shem with Torah mitzvahs, he's not shem with Torah mitzvahs. So fine, both of us, we can't speak Lashon upon him, we have to do tshuva. So the Yitzhak Zilbashin, Tain Lachur, should be mutter. However, it's his brother, Lubachayim Knievsky. He says, no, Pshat is amsha itcha with Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, he said, Lashon Hara, upon another apikoros, you were even Isser. Why? Because he's with you. Both of you are not shem Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, he was chayz b'tshuva. He has to tshuva upon his Lashon Hara. He said about another apikoros. Interesting how to look at the pshat and the pasuk, amsha itcha b'torah mitzvahs. And that's about talking about a yid. Next level. What about parents? Can you say Lashon Hara on parents? So, Chofetz Chaim examines, I say Yudalef, I think, that the Issa Kabe Savicha Vesimecha, he brings down the Ruim or Machel of Imoy. Because there's another pasuk, he does not bring down Ish Imoy of Tiro. They have a Chi of Kovet, the Chi of Yiro, and the Issa to Mavazi appearance. So, about the Shlomo to Ellis, you can't say Lashon Hara. What about Lashon Hara? Marshall, your parents want you to go to college. And you don't want to go, and you go speak to your Rebbe Vazan Eitzel. Send you to college, natural, let's say a place in Elix College. Also, you go to your Rebbe, you're saying bizarre about your parents. Are you allowed to go say, or let's say you're depressed, or your parents hurt you when you're younger, and you want to go to a psychologist. Go out and speak to a psychologist about your parents. First thing every psychologist does, they tell them about your child, they tell them about your parents, your mother, your father. Yeah, are they allowed to, not allowed to? Can you tell me why Lashon Hara L'Telus is Mutter? How do you know Lashon Hara L'Telus is Mutter? So the Chofetz Chaim L'Kal Tesser Chila says, the pasuk in the Torah says, "Loisamad adam re'echol." It says, "Loiselak rochel b'mecha," and "Loisamad adam re'echol." So therefore, not only does he say it's a mutter say Lashon Hara to Ellis, however, there's a chiyuv say Lashon Hara to Ellis because you cannot stand on the blood of your chaver, of your friend. He says, "La dafka dam." Even moment, the makor for Lashon Hara to Ellis is "Loisamad adam re'echol." And this head, "Loisamad adam re'echol," who is dafka a head in Lashon Hara? The marshal, if someone's losing money, you can go eat chazer. For the veilus treifus is a heter of saying heter l'sam adam re'echa. No, l'sam adam re'echa is a heter specifically in Lashon Hara. So let's say take your parents. The chud is a issa Torah or a makla or a imoy. You now mavaz your parents. A separate issa. Just like you cannot l'sam adam re'echa does not matter the veilus. The chud l'sam adam re'echa should not matter saying Lashon Hara b'vizoyin on your parents. So in the city for a kovitz kol Torah. The shtickle written over here by Nissen Kaplan, Mechab Sefer Shalmi Nissen, and he writes, L'chul l'fi this, Im kain, ye os l'sap l'oshan al ovi imoy achla to Ellis, therefore should we also say l'oshan your parents imoy to Ellis, and he writes, what? Right, he talks about, he says clearly, he has a paragraph, of bezoin, is it nichol l'issa or makhla, you can't say l'oshan or, because every l'oshan is bezoin, and bezoin is nichol l'issa or makhla ovi imoy, nichol kova, nichol nira. And he writes, "Chen shemati shor echem apoyskim." One of the poyskim passed in this way. Who's the poysik? I asked him. He told me Yashiv. Yashiv passed in this way. And I heard from other people. Chaim Tzakapa told me also Yashiv passed in this way that you cannot speak lashon good night upon your parents, whether to go to colleges, whether to talk to your rabbi. Why does no heter? But some adam echem does not matter. He writes, "Can't give a rightness of a zara." Why does it matter? Or matter of imun?
to save
person money? No, I had to. Money?
Money, but what?
Here, let's say, I can say, what else for someone's money, yes. Right? Hopefully. These things, so what's... Therefore, Biashma will also... What? Oh, so, well, yes, it's, well, maybe I'll get back to Magdash. Basically, Kayan, yes, Yosin, Amondo, and Asavon, yes, so. On the way they're passing, his first is about a parent. He told me also he wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky wrote back to him and says, Osir. He told me he has a final letter, but he has a letter that says, Osir. Also, in Asya, in Chelechetz, it's a safety by Rufus. So in Chelechetz, it's a journal. So after they put them all together, after 1 year, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, he wrote a tshuva about it. He himself, the brother-in-law of Chaim Kanievsky and the son-in-law of Yashiv, but he wrote, Osir Lerapis B'Yisurim. Now I'm a rapper of Yisurim, and therefore his case is you cannot call a psychologist and speak about your parents could be a rapper of Yisurim. This sefer came out 2 years later, Kovitz Kalatar, which came out a couple months ago. So Yitzchak Zilberstein writes what the Mechaba Sefer Shalmei Nissim writes, this Shiloh, this Hakir, the last version about your parents. And he has a long tshuva to matter it. So obviously it seems that he was Chayzer. I saw him ask, I know he does not bring what he himself wrote in Asir a couple years earlier. And he himself writes what the Nissim wants to say it's also, he says it's Mutter, he has Rayas, you can argue the Rayas, he has 10 pages. He brings up Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yashiv, the same Oysim he brings down to the matter. Very interesting. So, listen, he says, so listen, told me he doesn't believe him, because he has a letter. He maybe he can be Chalkin the case, but not Mukhav, the Chayis, what? Yeah, and Rabbi Yashiv, Namastavro. No, Void, the way I bring down Chaim Rabbi Yashiv, the cases are different. The way not too much, a different case. There are two different cases. One time learning psychologist to mirapi yourself. That Chaim Kanievsky and Rashi are not talking about. There's one thing, Rashi about your parents will tell somebody else. That's what Rashi and Chaim Kanievsky says is mutter. That you can mechalik. Maybe there's a way to mechalik. So I'm not sure. Fine. This is a shout out to Oram. Again, I'm passing it. I have to ask you what to do. But maybe a svara to be matter if you just say a svara. Marshall, your parents tell you not to go to the Kaisel, let's say, not to go to the territory, so you have to listen to that. So again, I'm sure everyone learned the Klal Al. Shaykh Libra Rahim. So you know Chavetz Chaim today, the Klal Al Sefei, today is Halacha. Chavetz Chaim says, Nichol, you're Seish Devaroi. Parents tell you to do something, and you don't listen. He says, you might think your parents tell you, tell me Lashna, you have to listen to Seish Devaroi. Mashmo, not Kulm Chai Bechvoidi. But anything your parents tell you to do, Chavetz Chaim holds, like the Makna, like the Rashi, whatever, different Paiskim, that's Nichol, the Issa of Seish Devaroi, you. Moshe in the Kedushin. What is Machloikis? Shachan Taz. No. Shloim b'fano. Shach holds even Shloim b'fano. Yeah, but that's yeah. That's Shach. No, that's Machloikis. That's what? No, he says Shloim b'fano. So he's saying the Torah. This is the Seis Devar. You can't see Shloim b'fano. You can't call by saying Shloim b'fano. All this case Shloim b'fano. All the Seis Devar is Daf b'fano or not. The whole Raya is the Torah that argues in the Rosh. And that's the Shataz Raya. The Shach argues. The point can pass like a Taz Betzim, but there is a Shach argues. It's Machloikis. The only seems to be Mekel, but there is Machloikis. Fine, that's how Chofetz Chaim passes. On the other side, the Marik. The Moshe passes the difference in Kedushin says you never have to listen to your parents unless you have enough from it. Fine, but let's go with the Chofetz Chaim first. There's no chiv to listen to your parents and he tells you to put on your coat. Why? Because your mask he tells you. Unless he has enough from it, right? But he has no, it's not Nichol Seish Devaroi. Why? Because the Tainus, I'm not being Seish, I agree he says that, but it's not listening. Seish Devaroi means, with the most cases, you said this, you say, no, you're wrong, it's this. You're correcting him. But you're not correcting, you're agreeing with him, except you're not listening when Moshe is not Nichol Seish Devaroi, which really plays control that way.
Nothing enjoys the fact that you listen and...
No, but...
It's a certain year, the fact that you're not listening.
No, but it's a certain year. The get of years with the Gemara said, the Gemara is Seish Devaroi. Not more than that. That's a Moshe, again, it's Marik and Tshuva, the Amon, and the Reish Mem brings it down, it's Marik. And the Goyin says it, come and place Gemara that way. Fine, so let's go. Stam, we're calling the Chavetz Chaim. Your parents tell you to do something to the marshal to not go to the territories, you have to listen. Let's say a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you something and the parents tell you to do something. Who are you listening to? Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll myself be excited to worry. So the Sag says, all the Mepharshim, the Sag and the Seites, explains when a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you something and you listen to him, it's not a zilzal and a chutzpah to your parent not listening to him. You're agreeing your parents are wonderful, they put you off, and you owe them all the kaisa doiv. But it's melch machem lachem, someone higher, there's a higher authority. There's no chesaron and no bazoyin in listening to Hashem, even though you're going against your parents. There's no chesaron in the yira. I fear you, but there's a higher fear. Everyone in the Kadosh Baruch Hu is higher. So if you take this swara, so l'mashal, let's say you're saying lashon hara on your parent to help somebody else out. Torah says, l'sam al dam recha. Your parent, you're going to be mevaz them and say, you know, your parents are stealing. That's one of the cases. Your parent was stealing, you're saying lashon hara. So you're saying lashon hara on a parent, that's not bazillion, that's not lashon hara, because I agree I should have a euro. I'm not mevaz them. L'mashal, give l'mashal. You understand? Let's say your parent has something in the eye. And you have to spin the eye to get it out. So when you spin the eye, it's a bazillion? No, it's not a bazillion. That's what he wants. That's what you're for. That's mortar. Why? Because there's no bazillion when something's good, what's the right thing to do. And also, when I'm not listening to my parents and they speak about you to somebody else, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to go do it, and I'm not being over you, I'm not being mevaz of them, because this is what Hashem wants. You might think it's a bazillion. Everyone might think it's a bazillion, but be'etzim, mitzis, it's not a bazillion. You can say maybe who did it on yourself. Chavetz Chaim says, can you say Lashon Hara else for yourself? Let's say you have something in your heart, you want to calm yourself down. So Chavetz Chaim, in the end of Kal Yud, writes, Lahafik is dagosoi, to calm yourself down, a person is last say Lashon Hara. If he's going to let out, he's steaming, he's very upset, and he's cast. Chavetz Chaim says, you last say Lashon Hara. Why? Well, some Adam Rechel, who is taking just for, like you want to help somebody else out, who then you want to help yourself out? So it could be if someone has to speak to Rebbe, look to Ellis, you're not coming to the Vazi parent. That's what Hashem wants. What Hashem wants is not a steer to you. This is Svara. But again, you have to ask Rav, you last say Lashon Hara about...
Why are they passing
trust? I'm just saying, Yeshua, why do you matter it? Every person I ask, one person says, I don't believe this way, don't believe that way. It is different people, different paiskim. Each one told me, I don't believe this. I don't know. So... The Maaseh Zayim certainly does. People do speak to their vein. People do speak to psychologists. Everyone go out. All psychologists go out of business. 95% of the thing is about childhood. You know, everyone does it. You know, and some of them. Yeah, that's what they speak about. The phonology, you know, the genealogy, the father, childhood. You know. Ken. But your vein certainly, right? You talk to them. Ishlayim. Kashi yes before, and what about Yosef and Almano? How can say Lashnor that Yosef and Almano? Because also the same mitzvah of Anastavarim. Is only heter Lashnor. Who says it's a heter for Anastavarim? Anastavarim is Befanov. So maybe the whole heter of Lashnor is only Shloi Befanov, but it's not Anastavarim. Maybe Befanov is an Isser of Lashnor because you're being even Isser of Anastavarim. There's no heter of Te'elis. So. There, very simple answer, the Rechana writes in the Kribut Oret and Simen Ayin, that all Ben Odom HaChaveiroi, is any Isser that's an Isser Ben Odom HaChaveiroi, the whole Isser is Dach Kilchul Vashchosa Shloi L'Tzarech. However, if there's ever a Tzarech, there is no Isser of Ben Odom HaChaveiroi. And he gives five examples. One example says, to hit a person's Osser. However, Rebbe to Talmud, he's allowed to hit. Why? Because it's a Tzarech. And he gives another example, Amon of Yosheim. Your example of an Ostavarim, this is the Mishnah wants to know, but Amon of Yosheim, he says that Amon of Yosheim wants to look to Elis, it's Mutter, because the whole Issa ben Al-Khaveri is only Derech HaShchosa, when it's only Shloi Tzarech. However, when the Tzarech is Mutter, because an example of Lashon on Abal Machloikis, Lashon on Abal Machloikis, why? Because you're trying to take away the Machloikis, so therefore it's Mutter. Could be, but it's on the first side of Luchos, and nearly most people seem to say there are two Isser. One is an Isser Ben Olam HaChaveroi, another Isser of Ben Olam Makrim. The Mechila is not helped by a parent. I mean, for Bezayin. You can tie the cover here, maybe it's Ben Olam HaChaveroi. But Bezayin, Mechila says the Shach, they say that Bezayin, Mechila won't help. That means if you're another child, let's say, going to the psychologist, your parent says, I let you go. I'm Michael, you, I let you go. You can speak all you want about me. Still the place can want to answer it, because Maisa B'zoyin, Mechil does not help for B'zoyin. Fine. This Sukumo was mentioned again. Oh, the G'dashtoy. So then, starting to get involved in the Shal of G'dashtoy, what is the get of the G'dashtoy? This is the Shal of the G'dashtoy, by Psarachin, that Islam of Chavitzchayim does bring it down. The Islam asking him, what is the B'zoyin? Is it B'zoyin to Hashem? Is it the Ratzon Hashem? Or the Kedasha, according to Prima Gadol, is a dafka and a chifetz, to mekadosh him in the chifetz of Kedusha. Meaning, let's say, Marshall in yeshiva, you have to give a guy another piece of a coin comes, he has to take first your piece of chicken in yeshiva. So my call you to Paiskim. Why Paiskim say yeah, but if your Gadim says no, who? If you want a Paiskim tape, they give this example. And a friend, and Roy Paiskim, the Rashi, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, fine, they say you have to, the Vikdasha means in everything. Pashas Rashi. However, there are Paiskim, Prima Gadim writes, the Vikdasha is Daka giving him the Chivit of Kedusha, meaning that Daka is to the Smitzvah. The Vikdasha is Mekanshim in the Chivit of Kedusha. So Vaza, a coin, you're not being, there's no chifetz of Kedusha. Yeah, Chofetz Chaim, they want to argue, they ask Kedusha to Chofetz Chaim, you don't say it, they're Chanami.
What?
Kedusha is a good Kedusha, I don't know. What? What's the issue of Kedusha? Machlok is Kedusha is going on the person of the chifetz, Machlok is going on the coin. He's the Kedusha, Mechabed, Mechabed,
Mechabed,
Mechabed, Mechabed him, anything that makes him Kedusha. Look in the Rosh, in the Dharam, look in the Dharam now, in the time of Beis, he says in the bottom, Mechabed him, hold over, makes him Kodesh. Rosh says that. Iran, Rashi. Yeah, but the Rosh says, Meshuvah says, he brings down the Smog Avraham, and he says, Machmer, and don't say this reason. But the Smog Avraham says it, that's Makor, and it's the Meresh Aleph, and it's the Kohen Dalet, and the Smog Avraham, and Meshuvah brings it down, and says, Ayin Shom, and Meisa, we do make a Bracha by Pidney Avet, and we do mechaber kind of. They do say bracha every day. It's bracha. We're not saying bracha lahakol. We do make brachas. We don't hold this reason. Maybe I was a tziruf, but not mikra. Then it's a good kasher. You have to know how to get kasher. Fine. Just again, to come to mevazer, mechuah the bria, any part of the bria, whether it's a goy, whether it's a daim or chayit, if you're saying the way how it looks, it can be mevazer kosh baruch, which is also. However, to say lashon hara about a guy, his bechira, his actions, lechura, is mutter according to the paiskim, not like the radal. What about on your parent? You lasted lashon hara. If it's hotel, it's not. This tomorrow is. I'm not sure. On a chiloni, is mutter say lashon hara upon him. If he's apikoris lahakis, it's mutter. If it's l'te'evon, it's dafu l'te'elis. If it's pnik shenishba, it's also. And lechura lashon hara on a amaris lechura is also just like Yisrael, as mentioned. The parsha, the miraculum, what exactly they said is machlokes yishonim. That's machlokes abrises. Did the miraculum say emes or did they say sheker? In erechin that as well, the gemara says they said moichi shemra. Moichi shemra on itim avodim. What moichi shemra? The Chofetz Chaim says lashnora is emes. Moichi shemra is sheker. They said sheker. However, the Chofetz Chaim in Lav Gimel he brings down a brisa from Rebbe. Brisa ma'isa Torah. The simon shin lama beis. It's printed in the Kol Bay also in Chelek Aleph. The Brisa says, Gimel Amu Emes, three people said Emes, for Avdum and Oilam Azev, Oilam Abba. Three people said Emes, and they got destroyed from this world to the next world. First case, Miraculum. The Miraculum said Emes, and they got destroyed. Mahogi the Brisa, Miraculum said Shechem, which Shema, and they said Lashnora, who is Emes. So people come and say, but it's true. Avdum and Oilam, but it's true. It's Avdum and Oilam. Chofetz Chaim, his first thing in Chol Aleph, we learned this week, says, there's no heter saying something that's true. There's no excuse, there's no heter. Why? I mean, the pasuk because the gnai is sheker, the words are sheker. I know. I think it's the third time in this man that I ended off in the lashon hara. That everyone should learn lashon hara. How important it is. It is very important. What can I do? It's very nageya. You learn the lachas today in Klal Alf. Tonight in the end of the Klal Alf, you'll see that you see the lachas. You can meganic Klal Yisrael. Is it to say gnai about Klal Yisrael? It's also why if you make people look down upon Klal Yisrael, it's also you'll see the Chofetz Chaim in today's halacha. You can show a person a letter. Of Gnai, you can't show a person a picture of the Chofetz Chaim. You can see in the Chofetz Chaim today that you can say Lashon Hara upon yourself, you are allowed to. The Lacha is every day, every Lacha is very negative, is very important. And the Lacha himself writes today, a person who Shem Apiv, he's Zeicha to the Aragonos. He's Zeicha to the Aragonos and Takim, he's Zeicha to work upon himself, he's Zeicha to the Aragonos. I wrote down a machlokes to whether you last say Lashon Hara on your parents with Ellis, where I go as a college commercial. So I said, Rabbi Yashiv says, also to go speak about your parents to mavaz them, to marshal to a doctor. So the makor for this, I heard from Mr. Kaplan, or I heard from Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, all this, it was Rabbi Yashiv. And they said they heard it from Rav Rubin. Rav Rubin, won the person who wrote the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos, this one for a night, he gave a drush a couple of years ago. And he said that in Hanof, there's a person who needs to go to a psychologist, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv, should he go or can he go? And he said no. So therefore, Reuben gave a whole drasha and said, "Echanami, it's also why it's also kibbutz vazi appearance." After that, therefore, people wrote swarm, wrote tickle toilets about, printed different places. It's also from Yashiv. So I went to Reuben this past Shabbos and I asked him, this true, he said it's true. Elva, Rav Reuben said afterwards, after this Joshua, he went to Mavar the Matzias. This seems his person got worse in his health. And he went to Mavar and it seems Rav Yashiv holds Mikadin is mutter, gomer to go speak Lashon Hara by your parents, go to Ellis. However, he holds going to colleges, there's no point. So Issam goes to colleges, he said, no, don't go. However, Rav Reuben said, it's mutter, gomer to go to the colleges. And Rav Morgenstern last week, he asked Rav Yashiv, I think on Thursday, he asked him, are you allowed to go to a psychologist? And the word of Rav Yashiv is this the derech? And he said, yes. He says, mutter. So I said last week, from Rav Yashiv, the var is not true, even though Rav Reuben said originally, and people wrote about it, Elva Lalocha, Rav Yashiv certainly holds mutter gomer. I know Rav Yashiv needed for Shleim, but he's in the hospital. Fine, back to our sugya. The from our sugya, the pashas, it sounds like that you can become the chiv of Talmud Torah by learning once in the morning, once a night. So everyone in Vada is asking that Torah is Vechoshiv, Talmud Torah Knei Kulom, Surah Tarek Mitzvahs. And Moshe L'Chol Tzayim says in Torah Sabayis in Parakei that Moshe, let's say you see a person drowning and you run, jump through water, you swim to him, you save him. That day, the simcha that you have, you save the person and client, so you'll never forget that day, never forget that moment, what you did for the rest of your life. I saved somebody, I did something. It's that you save one person, the Chazal says, as if you save the whole world. Mamash, you'll never forget that simcha. You see a whole boat drowning. He says, let's say you had opportunity to save a person and you didn't save him. For the rest of your life, what your faults are. You feel pain. You feel that you could have saved somebody, you didn't do it. The Gemara and Megillah says, Golo Talmud Torah met Tzolos Nefashis. What is greater? Talmud Torah is more important than Tzolos Nefashis. It's greater than that. And Chofetz Chaim writes, if you ask a person, one person, he saw someone drowning, he ran and jumped in and saved him. Another person, the same hour, he sat and learned, What's Godel? He'll save, the person saved him. So the Chofetz Chaim, no, what's Godel? The person is sitting and learning. That is more important, that's what's greater. Therefore, the person who goes to Torah, he should makshiv it. Every moment he's learning, this is Tzolos Nefashis. The simcha that he has when he saved a person's life, that's the same simcha you should have for Torah, and how much have you makshiv Torah? So that's the kuliyama. Everyone agrees the chashivas of Torah, and you have to be makshiv Torah. And the other person should learn every moment he has. However, let's go technically through the sugya a little bit and see how much you have to learn. So again, the pashas of the Gemara is that you can kind of the mitzvah of the gisa b'yom of Elayla, is once in the morning and once at night. Comes along the run right away and he jumps and he says the Gemara in Kedusha that says v'shinantim levanecha she'idiv etoyim mechudodim b'ficho. Person has to have Torah sharp in his mouth, and anytime anyone asks him a question, I'm the gam game. You can't mess up, you should answer right away. You have a chiv, zok the ran, lefi koicha, lefi koicha, to learn korega varega. I, the Gemara says, that you mekayim lima Torah once in the morning and once at night. The ran answers, no, avadi have a chiv, lefi koicha. However, to mekayim what's mefurish in the Torah, that can mekayim once in the morning, once